What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Shoozy, hello, and well, they can't all be winners, can they? I'm pretty confident in being able to say that I've had a good run of pretty funny and entertaining high energy episodes. That doesn't mean that tonight's one is a bad one. It's just it's very different compared to what I'm usually been putting out lately. Today I was joined by the returning Chad Zumach. Had the return, of course, of little Lemmy. Shmuel Buckman was back, and Clearwater Chad joined me. Clearwater Chad making his debut, and I just got to be honest. Clearwater Chad doesn't speak a whole lot. Lemmy was kind of quiet, and it seemed to me that Chad Zumach was drunk, or buzzed, or whatever. So the atmosphere is off. We start off talking about it. Chad Zumach has been sued or allegedly sued by Stuttering John. We talk about the accusations that Chad has stole jokes for his act. There's, of course, an argument with Buckman and Chad. All kinds of shit that I'm sure you're very interested in hearing. But you're probably mostly wondering, what is that music in the background? Well, that is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Your favorite by the group, the Christmas Orchestra, from the album Christmas Music Instrumental. So yeah, to see this episode and to see the argument, go to Huge Entertainment on YouTube. I don't expect you to spend money, but I would specifically request that you hit the like button, leave a comment, interact, all kinds of stuff. I'm very, very happy with this episode for the fact that an argument happened. Did I plug social media? Well, I'll do it again. At the Hughesy on Twitter, at the Hughesy on Instagram. There you go. Yeah, I do like when people argue, especially when it's not me on the receiving end. But there you go. I think that Lemmy is a great co-host. And I think the Chad Zumach is hilarious. I just wish this probably had more of a smooth sailing. But at the same time, very happy with the live stream. A lot of nice donations. A lot of great comments. A lot of interactions. Hitting the like button. So we're not going to delay any longer. We're going to say Shmuel Buckman, Lemmy, Clearwater Chad, and the Z-Man, General Z, Chad Zumach. Hello.
Hughesy stumbled through the door, glassy eyes and wanted more. Whiskey breath that screamed out loud. In the bar, he was the crowd. Stories flying off his tongue. Songs of battles lost and won. Every sip, another tale. In the pub, he'd never fail. Hughesy swings and Hughesy sways. Shamrock nights and
You just called me there. What a time to be alive. It's 5 days before Christmas, which means we need to get 5 likes or else I'm going to go mental. But of course, speaking of likes, we're joined by my regular co-host. She's back. Lammy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Look what I got right now. Look.
What is that, one of your dildies?
No, it's corn.
Yeah, why'd you get that for?
Because I love corn diff.
Wonderful. Well, Lammy, I've got a Christmas miracle that's coming up, and this is going to blow your fucking mind. Do you remember how you said how you'd like one day to talk to one Chad?
Yeah.
And you said, if only it was possible to do more than one Chad, and you're like, but it's impossible? Well, guess what, Lammy? Merry fucking Christmas. It's two fucking Chads.
Two Chads.
Look at the tits on her. It's two Chads. And I gotta be honest with you, I've also sent the link to Adam Bush and the guy I know, Chad Barclay, so we could have 3 Chads and 2 ads, 1 episode. Can you fucking believe it? Hit the like button. Great. 2 Chads, 1 Lammy, no answers. This is great.
I want to say first and foremost, hi Lammy, I love you.
Look, my bracelet is faded as fuck, dude.
It's so faded, dog.
I gotta
get
you
a new one. I got you. Lemmy's the best. She's awesome. My cousin Jill loves her. My cousin Jill loves Lemmy. It's very weird.
We love Jill.
Jill has good taste.
Well, I'm sure you're going to taste her soon, Clearwater Chad.
Yeah. Fuck you, Clearwater Chad, you piece of shit.
What did I do?
You're fucking all the bitches.
You're fucking Pat Dixon's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, you know, he didn't know how to take care of her the way she should be taken care of. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Get in there, dude.
Listen, I'm not trying to spread rumors, but I heard that last night Clearwater Chad left Gilly with a cunt like Charlie Kirk's neck. That guy pleasured her hard. See? The chemistry. What about this one?
I'm sad and grossed out now.
That's the joke.
See? So we put up...
Husey, what time is it over where you live?
At 10:05.
Wow.
That's good. That is a good day. Does that blow your mind, Chad?
It's blowing my fucking mind, man.
Yeah. What's blowing my mind is the poll. Who is Gilly going to hook up with next? And I've put these options up. I've put in there Grammy. I don't know if anyone here knows him. Jake Hudson. Mr. Kill Everything. And Get Back. With Pat Dixon. Did you see that I messed that up? That's going to make the outtake real. And speaking of messing up, I can't have another Chad or ad yet, but I have got a Buckman.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Holy shit.
Hi, Chad. How are you? How's Tampa?
Whoa. This is huge.
Here's one for a Clearwater Chad from Baby Fatso's Crooked Hook Nose. Hey, Chad, you're a criminal loser. Clearwater Chad, is that because you're breaking all the hearts of all the ladies?
I guess people tend to get jealous.
Yeah. Can you go into graphic detail about your sex with Gilly last night?
Yeah, I can't really disclose it. She said not to. It's not an NDA, too.
Can I ask a question, Husey?
Please.
Lemmy, where do you stand at with Granny? What happened?
We're no longer together.
It's over.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yep.
And you're doing your thing. He does his thing, right?
Yep.
Okay. Want to know?
Giggity.
May I ask a question?
No. Clearwater Chad can ask a question.
Of course.
This is chemistry.
Yeah, that's great.
Chad, let me ask you, have you spoken to Johnny Carson?
I have not. Why?
No, the other Chad. Sorry. Clearwater, have you spoken to Johnny Carson?
Hey, Clearwater, Chad, change your name. You're not Chad. Stop it.
I am the real Chad, and I will.
No, be Charlie. Be Charlie. Be something else.
I am the real Chad.
You're ruining things for me.
You should change your name to Chaz.
That's my real name.
I don't care.
You guys are welcome to use Shmuel, any one of you.
Just don't go by Adolf. Hit the like button for you know what. Thank you. At Blue Entry, thanks for the two. Why does Ray keep repeating lies? Ree's record? 36 day? What does that mean?
Do you smell toast, buddy?
Does anyone know what that means?
This show sucks.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
What the fuck is going on? Let's just talk.
Okay.
Let me jump in. I got to ask this question. Clearwater Chad, have you spoken to Johnny Carson?
Not today. Not this week.
I would think he would be an expert on how to handle Felicia.
Why?
Cold fish. Don't you people know Johnny Carson?
This is the dude.
That's the joke.
We're not 80.
Yeah. I also, how are we supposed to know that a cunt smells? Hit the like button. But the first thing I want to ask you is Chad Zumark, the original Chad. You mentioned earlier something about a lawsuit from a certain notorious tough guy, actor, host, and all-around interpreter or entrepreneur or whatever he likes to call it. I'm an interpreter! Tell us about said lawsuit. Do you believe it? And do you think this may in turn make you go over to side with Lady K and Shuli to fight the good fight?
Well, of course. I actually, you could look at it how you want, but in 2025, I have the most police reports against me. I have Mersh, I have Melton, and now I have Stuttering John. Who else has more police reports against them for internet nonsense? I am the guy. I'm the guy. Woo!
What exactly is it that he's suing you for?
I don't know. I want all of it, though. Bring on legal stuff. I'm in. I want everyone. I want Ian Bird. I want everyone to like sue me for something. I need it. I need lawsuits. Shmuel, sue me.
But I don't know. He's not going to. There's no way he can actually afford to have multiple lawsuits going at the same time.
I don't care. I want legal action against me at all times with everyone. It's so much fun.
Buckman, you're Jewish. Do you think this lawsuit's actually possible?
Wait, I'm so confused. Which lawsuit is this now?
Stuttering John has allegedly sued or is suing Mr. Zumach.
Oh, well, since the one that he's got going against the other guys is such a dog, I doubt this one would happen, and he doesn't have the money for it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like Lemmy obviously helped set it up. But I'm just thinking that this whole thing's a waste of time. In fact, do you think that Gilly's going to try and fuck Stuttering John next, Clearwater?
Oh, I mean, you know, I don't... I think one thing at a time with her, you know what I mean?
How many fingers did she take?
I can't answer any of those questions.
Well, what, NDA?
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty limited.
Hey, Lemmy, one of my Patreon members want to know, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You're a beautiful girl. I like you. You're very quick, and I like Lemmy. I'm a Lemmy fan. But they want to know two things. They want to know how big are your boobs, and are you willing to date somebody in the Devilverse?
Like, I like getting fucked in my ass and doing cocaine.
What's up?
I regret saying anything to anyone ever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've got gross boobs and no.
Okay, I'm the messenger.
Yeah. Well, she can't answer stuff like that if if the Chads can't answer other questions.
I promise I'd ask that question. I apologize. I don't mean like, I like, let me, I like you. You know I like you. So
if you guys want to see how big my boobs are, come watch my channel on Whore Wednesdays. I've got them shelved up.
Where's that at? How do you get there? I don't know how
Twitch
to get there.
And Rumble, Little Lemmy. Both
yeah, and you will be able to find those links right down below, pinned in the description.
Wait, you can just click on Little Lemmy on Rumble and watch it?
Yeah.
It's called Little Lemmy Rumble, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I can click and subscribe.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. Here's another one for Chad. Chad will stream drunk every show in 2026.
True.
Here's another one from Blue Entry. Why does Dan NPS hate Shmuel Buckman so much? Is it WWE beef or real? Well, it's honestly, I think it's basically because Buckman didn't send him the link once. And Dan is still getting over it. Plus, I just think that it's a fun target. Buckman's a real piece of shit, especially once you get to know him. Right, Clearwater?
I'm not sure about that.
But you know,
it's okay, Chad. You can call me a piece of shit. I don't mind.
No, I don't think that's true.
Hey, Clearwater, Chad, do you think Shmuel Buckman's a piece of shit?
I was told he was a good and decent man.
Who, by Gilly last night during sex?
She would know.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Possibly.
But speaking of Gilly, of course, there's a brilliant AI photograph going of Clearwater and Gilly out on the date last night. Here it is, of course. And they say, and of course, people are saying that's all it takes to push Carmack over the edge. And then there's some that have said that they think that Gilly did it specifically just to get to Carmack, which in a way lets her think she's getting back to fucking Pat Dixon. Lemmy, what do you think about that? Do you think that she's doing this just specifically to fuck people over, or do you think she's just dying for some cake?
I don't know. I feel like it's all so coordinated. I feel like at this point that Carmack is in on the work. I think it's a work. I think it's a work. I think Carmack's working with her.
I think he's butthurt and he doesn't want to admit it, and that's why he suddenly had a death in the family. He's like, oh yeah, I'm not depressed that she's sucking Clearwater Chad's cock. I lost my uncle. He was a good friend of mine, don't you know? Hey, Detroit by Dart, thanks for the five. Clearwater Chad, did FG accidentally leave her big and tall fleece lined parka at your house? Nudge, nudge.
No, Felicia was nice. She was she did nothing bad.
Nothing you didn't tell her, dude. Drunk Chad is the best for Nick and Fort Wayne.
By the way, I have the Detroit by Dark dice that he sent.
Oh, whatcha?
Whatcha? Right.
Roll the lucky dice.
By the way, you came up with a whatcha. You're the whatcha guy.
Right, whatcha. I think I have my dice in my bag. Hold on.
I was Ray's college roommate. Thanks for the Canadian five. A Shmuel addressed streaming every day away from home and flirting with lady guests. He offered his piece to Judy the other day, asking for $2, Dan. Buckman?
Offering my piece to Judy is not an indication of anything going on at home. It just means I'm a man.
Hey, Shmuel, why does like Dr. Chow and like Dan from Nice Podcast Stupid hate you so much? I'm curious. I don't know. I'm asking questions.
You know, the only thing I can think of is Dan is having problems at home, so maybe he's focusing them on me. I don't know. I have no idea with Chow. Chow is the consummate troll. And so that's the thing. Like, Chow didn't show up for our debate a week ago Friday and then sent me a lovely DM after explaining it and, you know, wanting to go forward. But, you know, nothing ever happens, so.
But Dan also said that your wife threw you out of the house. Is that true?
Well, like I'm saying, I think Dan might be projecting.
I'm just asking questions.
I'm just answering questions. Chad.
Okay, fair enough.
I got no idea what's going on with the guy. The whole beef, the guy got pissed. I didn't send him a link, or actually what he got pissed at was he was spreading rumors and gossip. And I chose to take the show down rather than have that go forward. And apparently that pissed him off because I'm not a true dabbler or something along those lines. I'm smug. I suck. I don't know what to tell you. Other than that, I mean, I'm really it's a confusing one to me. That's for sure. Most people think I'm wonderful, except Uzi.
What were the rumors he accused you of spreading? Hit the like button.
That a woman in the Dabbleverse was fucking a guy in the Dabbleverse at Hackamania, and they were married to other people.
Can you give a couple of hints?
No. Because then I would be spreading gossip and innuendo then, right?
True. But I got to say, it is a fun one to watch, because what it is, it's that guy, Lil Mir, he just gets really drunk and then he starts going after Jewish people for 3 to 4 hours, and it's kind of brilliant, and he doesn't stop, and it's a Lemmy executive produces that stream. It's quite a podcast. But the thing is, going back to the the karmic stuff, and I want to get the General Z's opinion on this. You're always up for an edgy joke that ruffles a couple of feathers, pardon my language. But it honestly seems like, and me and Lemmy were talking about it the other day at the big bra shop, that it seems like people genuinely want to push him to the end, to the edge, until he maybe self-harms. And I've always said that out of all the great impressions out there, he's going to do a fucking Bud Dwyer. Do you think it's going too far, or do you think, fuck him, he had it coming?
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The rivalry that shaped football. The players who defined an era. For the first time ever in LA, the icons of FC Barcelona and Real Madrid take the pitch at BMO Stadium. Watch the Legend Series, FC Barcelona Legends versus Real Madrid Leyendas, live in L.A. on February 22nd at BMO Stadium. For tickets and exclusives, go to wearehouseofheroes.com.
Who are you asking?
General Z.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you just said. I swear to God, I'm in my own world right now. I apologize.
What do you think, Buckman?
I think that I've been saying that since he started. I think trying to get him to break down and have a self-rapture moment or a total breakdown on stream is the goal.
By the way, I have no opinion on this. I have no idea what you're talking about, Uzi. I really don't.
Well, basically, it's Felicia Buckman, or should I say Felicia Gillespie. It seems like she used this little special boy to get back at Dixon.
You're talking about Clearwater Chad.
No, Karmic.
Yeah. But it but now it seems like Clearwater Chad is the new fuck piece. So that Gilly can get her cunt filled without having to stick with Karmic and still get bad at Piano Man Pat Dixon.
Well, Carmex is clearly retarded. I've met Felicia. She's nice. She's fine.
Yeah.
Carmex is retarded. He wants attention. Like, that's why he brought up his dead grandma for the second time. He wants super chats. He knows what he's doing. He's a smart guy. It's a business move. And at the end of the day, like, people buy into the drama. They want the drama. And that's why Carmex is doing what he's doing. And people buy into it. And that's fine. It is what it is. I'm not going to, like, fuck him over on it. But I could see it from afar. That's why I don't cover Carmex, because it's all bullshit.
Yeah, it is. But right. The thing, part of it, like, he's really had a big fucking mouth for a long time. Like, he really went after the lovely Harry Jane. And I don't know what the fuck his problem was with her. It's probably because Felicia told him to do it. But what do you think about it, Lemmy? Talk about all that stuff we were saying in private. Not all of it, just the...
I think we've discussed not being fans of pylons, first and foremost. And I don't know. I guess the internet is what it is, but it is hard to watch a bunch of people. Like this morning, 4 people were covering Karmic. 4 Dabbleverse streamers were covering one fucking dude.
True.
And like, how much more meat is on that fucking carcass, really? Truly. And is content that hard to create now?
Yeah, because the problem with these people is like Carl and like, I know Lemmy, you're a fan of these people, but like Melton and these people, they don't do anything. They just watch other people. You got to go out and do things and make things happen. They're not doing it. So when things dry up, like Steel Toe right now, Aaron Emholt is done. It's a wrap. There's nothing going on. So you're searching for shit and you got to make stuff happen. And they want the money from this, but they don't have any content. They have nothing. They have to make up content.
They have viewers though.
Yeah, because it's like I'm the cool kids. I'm part of something. But at the end of the day, how long are you going to sustain that and keep that? Like, you have to have something you're going against, and it's drying the fuck up.
But we've been saying it's been drying the fuck up for 2 years.
It is.
You keep saying it's drying the fuck up. We're about to put on, the Dabbleverse is about to put on the 3rd Hackamania, which is outselling all prior Hackamanias.
How do you know that, Shmuel? How do you know that?
I do because I know what the hotel situation is.
You don't.
Okay, all right, I don't. So, I don't. I'm making it up just like you do. So,
no,
there
I'm
we
just
go.
Saying you're making stuff up as you go, and I get it.
But I'm not making anything. I'm not making anything up as I go, Chad.
You are.
How am I making? How am I making that up, Chad?
You want it?
Chad, I'll tell you what, Chad. Instead of calling me a liar, why don't you call the Plaza after we get off? Call the Plaza Hotel. See what their room situation is for
that. I got better
ideas. What are you going to insult a comedy club owner that you will then say was slandering you or something?
Listen, you pay attention to a lot of things, and I appreciate that, and you're well in tune. But at the end of the day, you want to be on the winning team. You want to be a part of whatever is the cool thing. Or
Chad, I'm not on a team. Chad, I'm not on
you
a team.
You want
I
to
observe.
Be loved.
No, I'm observant. I am observant. You. I am observant. You're I not. Was at Hackamania last year. I know how many people were there. I know what all the shows were. You can say it sucked all you want, but there were 200 some people that were there.
200?
And there will be another 200 that will go back.
200? Holy fuck! Holy shit, Husey! 200 people! Holy shit! That's amazing.
That's a lot more than you got at the Tennessee Beer Hall.
I got canceled.
Well, if you don't set it up, but this is the thing. Like, you're so talk willing to jump on other people and say, oh, they suck here, they can't do this, they can't do that. But we haven't seen you do anything. So it's like, how about you do something first?
All the time.
And then you do something first. You put on a show. All the time. And then I'll
do two shows a year. I do shows every fucking weekend. I don't give a fuck. Shmuel, this is your life. You old, decrepit man who's about to lose his third wife.
This is, yeah. See, this is how I know, Chad, that I win every conversation I have with you. Because
you don't win anything.
You're not challenging what
Nobody
I'm saying.
Nobody cares about you.
You're attacking
you're
my age,
dead.
My
look. Look how
looks.
Old you are.
I know.
You can't even blink.
I know how old I am, and I can't blink because I don't have eyelids, not because I'm old. Jesus Christ, get with the program.
Can we circle back to that in a sec? I wanted to address that super chat about Victoria.
Please, Clearwater. Please.
She's wanting me to eat popcorn, which I do love. I can't physically eat any more popcorn. I ate 3 bags on Bedabbler this morning, so you got to watch that stream if you want to see me eat popcorn today.
Somebody said drop Chad in the chat. Drop me. You know what? You know what, Husey? Drop me. Somebody said drop Chad. I'm ruining the show. Husey.
You're not ruining.
No. They said I'm ruining the show right now. And did you drop me?
No.
So you, listen, no, Husey, no. They saying I'm ruining the show to drop me. So I'm going to drop me because I'm ruining the show. I ruined it.
I'm sorry, Chad.
Show's
I didn't mean
over.
To chase
no, it's
you
over.
Away.
I ruined the show.
I apologize.
Hit the like button.
I apologize, Husey.
Okay. Well, first of all. What does this mean? Oy vey, as a MOT, this guy gets it, right, Lemmy?
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to say right.
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 Just do it. Thanks for the toe. Ray DeVito stinks. I agree. Do you know that Ray has started this annoying fucking habit where he says that he won't watch Dabbleverse stuff? And that he won't come on the show, but he will fucking DM me to give quite interesting opinions for me. Opinions on the stuff that we fucking watched, that we spoke about behind the scenes. And it's like, well, what the fuck? Like, that would have made great content instead of you, here's a baseball card that's got pubic hair on it. Ridiculous.
Yeah, Chad, I mean, Ray's a great guy, but he kind of... he self-destructs. He could have so many more viewers, but he purposely doesn't promote his stuff.
I know, but I honestly think, you know what the problem is, because you're your ladies' man, Chad.
Thank you.
And I think he thought that you know, he was going to come on and flirt with Lemmy, and now Lemmy has only got eyes for you. She wishes you would eat her arse like you had that popcorn earlier. And I just think that it's a terrible thing to see this type of jealousy.
Right.
Baby Fatso Ugly Hook Nose. Thanks for the two. Shmuel, don't argue with drunk criminals. Long Dogs, thanks for the £2, which is probably about 5 American now. Thanks, Obama. This 4B2 is on fire. Hit the like button. Do hit the like button, Lemmy. Do you know what this means?
Nope.
Mr. Blue Sky, who sent me an audio clip earlier. Don't know what the fuck that was about. Facts. He goes, facts are gay, don't run, Chad. That's exactly how he speaks. What do you think of that impression, Lemmy?
It's pretty
good. Roy Cohen Esquire. Thanks for $10. I've seen 100 hours of Brody stand-up, and I've seen enough of yours. Someone just get a text. Why do you do his jokes, and why do you try to steal his essence? You steal from a dead man. Chad's been accused of stealing jokes.
I thought he borrowed them. I saw a show with him. First half was hilarious. He was doing all Kevin Brennan's jokes. It's great.
I don't know. I had no idea that there was some tension there between you and Chad Buckman.
There isn't. We're best buds. We're going to go hang out after this.
A Diablo sandwich. Schmuel wins fatality. Do you get that reference, Buckman?
I think that he's saying that that was a fatal blow and Chad felt the need to leave.
But do you not know what it means when they say when this exact thing? Like, Schmuel wins fatality.
I have no idea. I'm 80 years old.
Lammy, would you like to tell him?
Mortal Kombat.
Clip. There you go. Hit the like button for callbacks to the 90s. Chad, when you were having sex with Gilly last night, what was the first position?
Like I said, I was told I couldn't talk about it. I saw them sign an NDA.
In what, cum? That's right. But I want to talk, speaking of sex, I want to ask, because we was talking about this last night with Gilly, and me and Lammy have had these, or not Gilly, but Scarlett Hampton, and we've had these conversations behind the scenes, not just about people hitting the like button, but about the fact that there's been a lot of crazy, there's been another round of accusations against Matt Mead. Where he has been accused of hitting her again and allegedly now not letting her leave the house and not letting her go to the airport to get home for Christmas or whatever. Now, I had heard from a very good source that we're not going to name Lemmy, okay? You'll get, or you'll be sued. The issue is that Scarlett won't leave the house. And that she is sort of freeloading and is big time into the you-know-what. So basically, my whole theory of the whole thing is that while Mead may like her, he's accidentally been stuck with her. Because this means if she does go, she can immediately now say with evidence from the streams saying, he kicked the fuck out of me, and he's doing all this, and I'm suing, and I'm abused. Lemmy, what do you think about all this stuff, the current situation that's going on? Hit the like button.
It's pretty big if true, you know? At this point, I don't put it past either scenario to be true, honestly. I'm not one to judge. I'm kind of Florida trash, but they're New York trash. Is that where they are, New York? Yeah. New York trash.
Connecticut.
Oh, they're Connecticut trash.
But do you think he's stuck with her?
I think they're stuck with each other in the sense that they've probably like trauma bonded to each other.
Mm. But you've, Chad, you're like the resident ladies man last night. Your dick stinks a cunt. Something shocking. Hit the like button for sex. What advice would you give to Matt and Scarlett with all this trauma they're into?
I'm just hearing about it. I didn't know there was any problems. Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know because I'm not really involved with that one.
But from just hearing about it, what's your immediate thought?
What was the issue again?
Matt has been accused of domestic abuse. But at the same time, there's talk that she won't actually leave the house. And so he may be stuck with her because if she goes, she can flat out accuse him of kicking her ass, as they say in America.
Oh, that's a tough one. I think that one's above me.
Yeah, well, Lemmy already answered him.
Okay.
Buckman, you're exactly on Chad's level. What do you think?
I think whatever happens in the end, it's Mead's fault. I mean, it was pretty obvious from what we saw of the content house clips or content hotel or whatever it was called, where they met, and they've said they met, that this chick is nutso in the psycho. And if that's who you brought home, this is where it winds up. Yeah, I don't have a lot of sympathy. I'm sorry, because I feel like having sex with her and putting her out as your girlfriend is akin to abuse all by itself.
Explain.
There's something wrong with the young lady. I mean, she's not normal, right? I mean, this is not somebody who just gets drunk and acts silly. She's silly all the time. She doesn't make sense. She mumbles to herself. There's a problem. And if you're bringing this person home and you're making this quote-unquote person your girlfriend, this is not just your average crazy broad. You know, everybody's like, oh, I like crazy chicks. I like crazy chicks. This is not that. This is a chick with serious mental problems. And Mead got himself into it. He's got to get himself out of it.
Michaela hit the like button, says, yeah, she's broken, and he's taking advantage of it. I don't know. Yeah, by the way, Big W is right. Who's the person in the chat that said Chad was ruining the show, goddammit? I gotta be honest with you. That did not look like a healthy, sober Chad. Mm. He seemed drunk and looked like he was slurring his words. Was either anyone getting that vibe? Did you think he was drunk, Clearwater?
Well, I thought it was odd that he actually wants people to sue him. That's kind of the opposite of what, you know, I would want.
Yeah, I just think that he seems to be in a strange mood today.
Right.
But that's what I like about him. I think he was funny. Lemmy, did you get the drunk vibe?
No. I wasn't really paying that much attention, though, to be honest.
He was Chad, 100% Chad to me. He didn't look like he had any, you know, alcohol fueling or wasn't oiled up in any particular way.
Here's another one, Bakila. He's had a cocktail. Who cares? Well, nobody cares, but I wonder if that sort of argument was alcohol fueled, because, like, he did the usual thing that happens when someone's had a couple of drinks, is they come on the show, Lammy's on. They hit on her. They try to get her to talk about her milkers, and then they act as if, oh, it was a Patreon question. But why would somebody Patreon question that to Chad for him to bring it up here? Why wouldn't he bring it up on his own thing and send Lemmy the link? I think he's after you, Lemmy. The audio clip means that you're in a cool club of people who get to hear what I make before I put it out. Why, thank you. Hit the like button for Norway sound clips. And Roy Chosen, he closes his stand-up with one of KB's jokes. Does Brennan know about this?
I mean, I know. I don't know. But Brennan, right? Brennan is the we're doing it guy. And Chad sells his t-shirt. I mean, that's Chad's logo. So it's not like Chad is not known to pick up other people's work and promote it as his own.
Well, hit the like button for theft. But then I want to ask you as well. This was something we were talking about last night. So allegedly, once again, Quadfather has been calling up comedy clubs, talking about Chad's ticket sales and finding out about how well or how bad certain shows are doing, all this type of stuff. Hit the like button. Lemmy, you of course are a long time Quad guy. He got a lot of shit for talking about for calling the police on Chad with the whole merch thing. What do you think about the fact that allegedly Quad is still calling up and causing drama?
A, I think it's dumb, if true. B, it would be a bit on brand for him, really, because he gets into his phases, and once he finds out something gets him attention and views, he's going to do it. He's going to beat the dead horse into pink mist.
General Z is back. And just in time, Chad, because we were actually one of the topics we wanted to speak about.
Oh, I know. And I was watching.
Yeah, and Buckman will apologize to you soon.
Chad, have you been drinking?
No.
Get that out of the way.
No, Buckman. No.
Okay. I'm asking for the crowd. I was the one that said I didn't think you were.
You're the crowd. You're the crowd.
But yeah, so, but the question, Chad, was about Quad, because allegedly he's been calling the comedy clubs that you've been performing at, trying to find out about ticket sales, and he's been talking about it.
Yeah, he's breaking laws.
But this is the thing that I don't get. He gets such shit over the whole calling the cops on the merch thing.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird that he called the cops and said we're both armed and he's worried. Yeah, it's weird.
But why do you think it is that he is now calling the comedy clubs despite the fact that he gets such a backlash? Like, what's the obsession? Hit the like button.
Well, he's done that in the past before with other comedy clubs. Like, yeah, he's just a guy who is obviously, you know, has nothing but time on his hands. But at the end of the day, like, he hates me. There's people that hate me, and he's one of them, and I'm fine with that. But at the end of the day, like what's your gain? Like, what are you getting out of this? Like, what's your end game?
To walk. Hit the like button for jokes about pie legs, people. Brian Landon Airstream, thanks for the five. I heard you. Lemmy, sorry for all your trauma. Living with Granny must have been difficult. I make your bed. I think living with Granny would be fucking hilarious considering all of those jokes that he has. That must have been great to hear the exact same joke over and over again. And just speaking of being funny, currently we have the Chinese dentist time viewership of 2:30. What a great joke. Let's hit the like button. Chris Kelter ain't the drunk criminal you are.
Oh, that's the owner of the Maslin Comedy Club Crackpots.
Yeah, by the way, someone was saying earlier that you'd been accused of using this guy. He says Brody's stand-up. Have you been accused of this before, or is this groundbreaking news?
Groundbreaking news. Dear friend of mine, so let's weigh in on this. Let's make this a thing. No one's ever said that until this guy.
And then he followed up with, he closes with one of KB's jokes.
No, that's not true.
I think sometimes, hang on, this is a good one. Alvin Cleveland in Thailand, thanks for the 100 baht, which is about $2. PD assaulted GB. I'm guessing that's, who's GB?
Gina Bastino.
Gino.
Oh, yeah. Stop it, Yuzi. PAS, Pretty Antisocial Podcast, invited Dixon on the show to mock her enemy, Kiki's husband, then showed docs to mock Kiki's financial legal issues. Christian? And also, just to add on to that question about Haley, the host of Pretty Antisocial, Chad, would you?
Pretty Antisocial?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. She doesn't look that bad. I'm into it.
Good stuff. Buckman, before you apologize to Chad for arguing with him, what do you think about this comment? Do you think that this is makes Big Red look bad? Also, would you? And apologize to Chad.
Would you? Yes. Could I? Probably not. PASP invited Dixon on. Hey, you know, Kiki's been mocking PASP forever. Her husband, these were not Kiki's financial and legal issues. They were Gino's. Gino's been telling us for 2 years how we should all do it. Stuff happens, you know? Don't get sued by Amex and it won't come out.
Yeah, Gino and Kiki, they're not helping themselves. I don't understand why they're doing what they do, like teaming up with Stuttering John. It's just, it's a bad look. And I knew Gino before the pandemic, before he lost his mind. He was a good guy. He's a fun dude, but I can't defend him now. I don't know what the fuck he's doing at this point. Like, it's a bad look.
I think Kiki's a good egg, but I think it's a shame that they can't seem to understand that she's going to get SA'd by Stuttering John if she doesn't stop hanging around with him, because he's a creepy fucking guy. And here's a lovely one from a follow-up. This was, can you read this one, Lemmy? Because you're the one with the accent, sort of closest to her.
This was about Gino by way of Pat. Wasn't about her at all. The entire show was about Pat finally able to talk to Gino. No more gag order.
A bit like the gag you were doing last night, right, Clearwater?
About the what I was doing?
Yep. So Buckman, you're definitely not going to apologize to Chad, no?
For Chad, I'm sorry. Things haven't worked out the way you wanted.
God damn it. Listen, let's move through this.
Yeah, here's one from Big W.
I will say this about Lemmy. I love Lemmy because, like I said this to my cousin, who loves Lemmy. She chooses her words. Like, she speaks, like, at the right time and says the right thing. Does that make sense?
Give me, like, 10 Heil Hitlers.
No, Lemmy's, like, very, like, articulate in the sense of she knows her, like, to maneuver and then say the right thing.
Nerd.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should just fuck, Kaylee. Is that
cool? Yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
I'll take it back.
Like, I like getting fucked in my ass and doing cocaine.
Good job.
Fair enough. I didn't realize you had all this.
Yeah, no, I have them well, let's not talk about it. Big W, one for thanks for the toe. Chad, say toy boat 5 times.
Big W, go have fun in Utah, buddy. Just go do your thing. Go play Clown Town for 14 hours with your boy Liam.
What the fuck ever happened to Liam? He kind of vanished.
He's out.
Yeah, he put out his stand-up special, and then he split. Like, can anybody fill me in? Can anybody fill the H-man in? Can anybody hit the like button? Can anybody hear me? Are you there? Is anybody there? Lemmy, are you there? Okay. Does anybody know what happened to Liam? Is anybody?
No, I don't think anybody knows what happened to Liam. Maybe Liam died.
He was on Clown Town last week.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Christopher Martin, 1972. Thanks for the 5. Lemmy and Chad should team up for a show. Love you both. Merry Christmas, Hughie. Shmuel, whoever told you to be yourself, gave you bad advice. Oh! What a nice thing to say.
Perfect. It's accurate.
Alvin Cleveland, thanks for the Thailand 100. Hope you're not a PDF. Hit the like button if you're into kids. I used to like Pretty Antisocial Podcast, but she is too self-righteous. She kept saying that she was a bad person. Just admit that you're a bad person too. Well, fuck, that's pretty fucking rough.
What happened to the other girl on Pretty Antisocial? What happened to her?
I think Lemmy may know more than me, but I think she got doxxed or something. That sort of made her step back. But I like to think that Haley said, I ain't sharing my goddamn money with you no more. And she cracked 2 beers together and beat the shit out of her. Is that what you heard, Lemmy?
That's exactly what I heard.
Yeah.
Mm. I wish her well.
Here's from Gagazuki. Thanks for the 5. Chad, what are your girl's favorite TV show? Musician group, adult beverage?
Friends, NSYNC and Mike's Hard Lemonade. Holla at your boy.
I hope you're not saying NSYNC is a joke, because they've got some good songs that I'm not going to...
Shitty music. Bruce Springsteen stinks.
You think NSYNC's better than Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
Bruce
Springsteen is a boss.
Yes.
Yes, I do too.
Okay, Lemmy, you're getting doxxed. Lemmy's real name is Dane Galloway. look her up on Facebook.
Bruce Springsteen, he's like a pandering cunt. He stinks.
You're not wrong, but he wrote I'm on fire, and you didn't.
Ooh,
therefore,
I'm on fire.
See?
And born in the
hey,
USA.
Little girl, is your daddy home? Can he go and leave you all alone?
Yeah. I got a big,
big desire.
Oh, I'm on fire.
I haven't heard that song. Hey, I love the fact that the one lyric that came to Shmuel Bachman's mind was the most pedophilic thing that Bruce Springsteen's ever said. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Can he go and leave you all alone? That's going to go well on the Mir Musk show.
I heard that movie sucked.
I'm 80 years old. A 45-year-old chick is a little girl to me. Go ahead.
But by the way, I heard that movie sucked.
It sucked.
With Jeremy Renner. Jeremy Renner, was his name Jeremy Renner?
Jeremy Allen White.
But he stinks. He's awful.
No, it was extremely disappointing. And yeah.
Oh, dying. Good. How did you write Nebraska? Who gives a fuck?
Exactly. And not only that, it's full of lies. So I was sitting there going, yay, that's not the way it really happened. But we have a more important question here. Brian landed test stream for $4.99. What the fuck? Oh,
I wanted Lemmy, to prove I have a girlfriend.
Fuck that bitch. Lemmy, Shmuel's getting hard. Lemmy, let us know who has a bigger hog, Husey or Granny.
True story.
Well, Husey has sent me a picture of his dick live on air. So
are you serious?
I have seen Husey's dick. Yes.
I thought I was the only one.
That could be like, what was the porn that Steel Toe got in trouble for?
No, it was consensual. He told me he was going to send it to me on air. I consented.
That's revenge porn. You need to go to court.
No, I can tell you right now, Husey definitely has a bigger hog, for sure.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah. I'm very confident in my dick girth and length.
So, Granny, where do you stand with Granny? Is it over? Is it a wrap? We're done?
Me and Granny? Yeah, it's done.
No, let me and Granny. Like, you guys don't talk. It's done. It's...
Nope.
It's over.
Over.
For real?
Yeah.
There's no going back?
No.
Wow.
I think there's a chance that they're going to get back together, because... What wouldn't a girl want more in a guy than to be really boring, unhygienic, short, out of shape, and no future, and a small penis? I really think Lemmy's making a huge mistake, and it's her loss.
I mean, you guys were together like for like 10 years.
Yep.
That's a long time, man.
Yep.
So, yeah, I could see that. Like, we're done. It's over.
I was done and over with it before I broke up with him.
Can I ask you a personal question? Was the child situation keeping you guys together?
I would really rather not talk about my child.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I'm curious. I apologize.
Montrose for a Mexican 20. Don't worry, Chad. I'll DM you all the private stuff about a child.
Send me all the DMs.
Oh, don't you worry. Chad's opinions are dumb. # what a head.
I don't mean to like sound personal, but what's your social security number?
Yeah.
I will DM you that. I don't want these knuckleheads knowing this shit.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, Lemmy, here's a question by Alvin Cleveland for Thailand 100. What's your address? Also, it had nothing to do with Kiki. You were mocking her by proxy. Do you think it made Kiki look good? Many of your comments were aimed at her. I've got to say that I don't know if they were in the all-important Dabbleverse Awards last week. Hit the like button. But I think that the Pretty Antisocial versus Kiki feud was the best one of last year. Like, they really took a lot of shots at each other. They said some fucking hilarious stuff. And I like the fact that all these people keep coming after Kiki, and she goes back hard at them. Like, she's not just taking it and trying to mend fences. She's telling them to pardon my language, but she's telling them to step off. You know what I'm saying, guys? Buckman, you know what I'm saying?
I do. I think Kiki's getting what she deserves, but, you know, I think many women in the Dabbleverse get abused for being women, but I think Kiki has earned what she's done.
Yeah, Chad Boozmark, thanks for the Canadian 7. Jesus.
Hi, it's my stalker.
Me and Cardiff aren't Chad off this morning, and now Buckman's smacking him around.
Yeah.
In the Tito's again, mm-hmm. Damn Boozmark, yeah. Get I Hate Chad merch from Boozmark.
I'm actually, it means so much that some weirdo from Canada that like just obsesses over some guy in Tampa, it's hilarious. It's very funny to me.
I'm insulted that they think Chad has to be on Tito's in order for me to get to him.
Can they legally sell merch with your name on it? On face? Chad?
What's that?
Can they legally sell merch with your name and face on it?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Well, no, the answer would be no.
You should ask Nick Riccata.
Yeah. Great guy, former guest, and if you want to see that episode, well, you can check out the Huge Entertainment YouTube channel. It's great stuff.
I'm going to go over to the free chat right now on your thing. You have two, you have live and starred. If anybody wants me gone right now, say it right now in the live chat. Like, let me be gone, and I will honor your wish.
Oh, yeah, let's see a couple of 1,000s in the chat if you want Chad.
Tell me to leave.
Yeah, we got another Alvin Cleveland follow up.
Later, Chad, painkiller. Got it. I'm watching because I don't want to ruin the show. The show was killing it, and I don't want to ruin it. I just want to I want to honor the people.
But the show is killing it because of you, Chad. Please don't leave.
Right. I'm seeing a bunch of stays. But we're getting ready to wrap up anyway. We're about to hit the 1 hour mark. Kiki, I'm not a Kiki fan, but Pretty Antisocial has just got so bitter recently that she's making you less bad. Get a better husband, bitch, is what you said. Well, Kiki could get a better husband than Gino.
John's offering.
I honestly think they're the perfect couple. They're both lost and out of their minds. It's like they should die together. It's amazing.
Well, right now or when they're old?
They're both old right now. It's like perfect. It's awesome. They're both like broken toys. They belong together.
Hang on. From Chad Boozmark. Chad, why you lie about reporting vid? You doxed yourself. Didn't
see,
realize
this guy's a creep. He's just a creepy dude. I don't respond to him. I'm sorry. He just copies everything Melton does. So it's just, there's a lack of originality there. So I'm out. I'm good. Keep sending money, though. Keep sending money. Keep sending the money.
You know what would be really funny if... somebody sent the maximum 500 donations saying Chad stinks. That would be pretty fucking funny.
Send Husey $1,000 saying how much I suck. I dare you. You won't, because you're a pussy.
That'd be good. Montrose down in Mexico, Mexican 20. Run away, pussy boy, run away. Chad's a fuck. SJ Army. Oh, Jesus. I think he's talking about you, Clearwater.
I guess that's the flip side.
No. Right, so we're going to do the... Hang on, what's this question? From Chris Mack. Lemmy, thoughts on the rest of the Chrissy M picks?
No. They would. I'll say that. Would. If that's really her. Would.
The problem with what's Christy going Mayer on? Is she's not funny.
She stinks, Clearwater Chad.
Right.
Her tits don't have to be funny.
True. Are you going to fuck her at Clearwater Chad?
I mean, possibly. Just because she's not funny, it's not a deal breaker.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah, you don't have to be funny to suck that dick.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Hey, Clearwater Chad, let me ask you. Little Emmy, Chrissy Mayer, and Felicia, go. Number one.
What about them?
Who do you want first?
Fuck
well,
Mary
I think I'm on the Felicia kick right now, and then we'll have to see what's going on.
Oh, why are you keeping your options open?
Nothing's off the table.
Wow.
Are we going to see more of you and Felicia?
I would say so.
Has Karmic contacted you since you fucked her last night?
Not yet, but did you guys see Pat Nixon, whatever his name was, he went nuts on me.
Pat Nixon.
Where did this happen, Chad?
The Dadler, he went nuts. He said, I don't even know what he said. He just started yelling at me, and I didn't think it was fair. I think he's on too many drugs, and I think he needs to, you know, go to a mental hospital.
Wow.
Well, Pat Dixon does seem a little bit off lately because he went after me in the DMs because I said that watching long clip shows is boring. And he's like, what are you talking about? There's not boring. I'm about watching clip shows. Why are we now here's a hit him up shows? By Tupac for $7.
I mean, he's just watching clip shows all day, and that's all he's doing. He's from Dublin. He's a weirdo.
Well, you know, it's Pat Dixon Nixon. He's got an anger problem.
Have you heard? Why? What makes you think that?
Well, no, he was very aggressive with me. He's very angry. He's got anger problems. Anger management's what he needs.
Clearwater Chad's a loser. He's dating my ex-girlfriend. He's a fucking loser. He lives in
Buffalo. Like, what do you know about it? You don't know anything. You stop, blah, blah, blah. You know.
Sounds like Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Hey, brother.
But the thing is, he's like, I heard that Clearwater Chad was in one of Scarlett Hampton's videos. Mm. He's got a giant cock and three balls.
What the hell's going on with that? I don't know what's going on with Clearwater Chad. Is he trying to finger Felicia? Because I used to do that.
I wouldn't fucking finger her ivories, okay?
Would you ever finger Felicia, Chad, Clearwater Chad?
Again?
Like with your finger?
I mean, you know, for legal reasons I can't answer, but you do what you gotta do, you know what I mean?
Clearwater Dice, Chad. Thanks for the five.
Ow!
Hey! Big tits and pigtails are a great combo. All you need is to learn to braid her, Chad.
So, Little Lemmy, let me ask you something. Like, now that you're in a single relationship, like, what's your plans? Are you looking for a guy or are you just doing your thing?
I am trying to fix my own life. I'm not looking at all.
But all like the guys who like you and they think you're beautiful, like what do
She's
you do?
She's been fighting them off.
You just
I just politely change the subject and make a hopeful, you know, funny, self-deprecating joke and skew the conversation in an entirely different direction is how I deal with that.
Okay. I'm asking questions. I'm a reporter. I'm Ted Koppel.
Lemmy uses her money to buy Segways. Speaking of Segways, Lemmy, what's your Roy Cohen Esquire? Thanks for the toe. Lemmy, what is your PayPal? Hashtag no money for Chad Zumach.
It's Little Lemmy. Little Lemmy, no spaces.
Little Lemmy on PayPal. And people can just send you stuff for the holidays? For your family and support? That's nice.
If there's any chance to do it, it's right now. And don't be gross by sending her 69. Send her the whole 70.
Should send Lemmy money. Lemmy's a good person. She's fun. She gets along with everybody. She's funny and she provides content. So I think you should really support her right now.
I agree with the Z-Man.
I've always said that Lemmy is the best host in the Dabbleverse. She just doesn't want to do it because she hates all of this shit. And it's a shame because the cunt's good. And I mean that complimentarily.
And I mean this honestly, like, when I went to my cousin's house last year and she was saying how she was a little Lemmy fan, I was like, with all due respect, I was blown away. Like, I'm like, first of all, how the fuck do you know who she is? Second of all, why do you love her so much? So I feel this need to, like, yes, fucking team little Lemmy because of my cousin. And she's awesome. My cousin's awesome.
She got big fucking tits.
Yeah. So nice. I want everyone to support little Lemmy, please.
Yeah, everybody go subscribe to her Twitch and her Rumble and stuff. It's free, and it's, you know what she does, Chad, because Lemmy can't do it on YouTube, not to talk about you like you're not here, Lemmy. But Lemmy basically does a modern version of, do you remember TRL from MTV?
Of course, with Carson Daly.
Yeah, what a funny guy.
Oh, he's so funny.
So basically for the Lemmy show, it's like 2-3 hours, and you can call in and request songs, and because it's copyright rules are different over there, you can play anything, you hear shit you've never heard before. It's great, and she cannot stop dropping racial terms.
Husey, pretend like it's TRL right now. Request something, like, in that period. Let's request stuff that was happening at that time. TRL.
Hello, Carson.
Yeah. NSYNC. A lot of NSYNC.
Yeah, Carson, I'm a big fan. Are you dating that Christina Aguilera?
Can I get 311, please?
What are you ordering? Yeah. Fast food? Gotcha. Pretty Antisocial. Is C card default?
Credit card.
Is credit card default?
Was Pretty Antisocial around in the TRL days?
Maybe go to church more often and not worry about the goddamn as much as your actions. That's weird, because the last time Kiki was on here, this guy album is really giving her a lot of shit.
Here's my Kiki impression. After she says something.
That's great. That was good.
What did you think about that, Chrissy Mayer temporarily turning on her?
Oh, well, I mean, it's the worst relationship of all time. The fact that she's the godmother of her kid just goes to show you. Like, Chrissy Mayer is, like, the worst person of all time, and she's such a phony. She stands for nothing. She used to be a liberal, like, Democrat. Now she's this right. It's all lies. They're all grifters. They're all trying to get ahead. And the fact of the matter is Kiki learned from Chrissy how to do this. That's why she's so hated right now, is because Chrissy was always hated. So, like, I know you guys are, oh, she was with Kumi on Compound. It's a lie. It's a rap. Her 100,000 subscribers. Listen, let's not get it twisted. She bought those followers, period. Nobody was talking about her. You can Google it. You can do an audit. Chrissy Mayer is a phony, period. End of discussion situation. It's a situation.
I will say something that's kind of weird about those subscribers that Chrissy has is that she get like 100,000 subscribers during the 100,000 subscribers during the pandemic, and it's barely grown in the 6 years since.
Exactly.
It is weird, but then neither am I. Is there anything more humiliating? This is Baby Fatso Crooked Hook Nose, thanks for the five. Is there anything more humiliating than getting bested by Stuttering Jung? Hashtag drunken criminal KB's butt boy. Ooh,
drink the Kool-Aid, guys. Drink the online Kool-Aid.
Another one from your friend. Drunk this early, not good look for holidays alone, CZ.
Talking about a guy who obsesses over me and he can't say his own name, and that's his obsession. It's sad.
I think this is for Clearwater Chad from Ratbud. Thanks for the toe. Did Borgo approve of NDA? If not, pay him back.
Well, I'll tell Borgo anything he wants. He's a good and decent man. He's a great support to me.
Yeah, of course. He gives you thousands of dollars. Of course I'd suck that guy's dick.
Right, right.
That's something I want to ask something about Buckman. Would you suck a guy's dick for thousands of dollars?
Yep.
Well, but it's for the men, Louie.
How many thousands are we talking about? And whose dick?
Well, it's a clean dick. You can't meet the man. It's not infected. But you will get $9,000 if you suck a guy's dick.
Nah.
No.
You don't need $9,000?
Nah. The conversation would have to be started like $100,000, $101,000.
$100,000 to suck one guy's dick? Who do you think you are?
Somebody who doesn't want to suck any guy's dick.
That's unbelievably obnoxious. Hey, listen, you want me to suck your dick? It's $100,000. More than porn whores get for that.
Well, would you suck mine for $5,000?
I don't need $5,000.
Hey, little Lemmy, let me ask you something as a lady. Name the top three people in this universe that are the ugliest. Go ahead. You can include me. That's fine.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask.
Why? You're a lady.
I don't see any of you like that.
But who are you repulsed by?
So fucking what?
I am repulsed by Gino and Stuttering John.
I swear to God, no, no!
Nothing like a nice vagina.
Fuck!
Oh, all she right. Took it up the ass! No!
I'll do the fingering.
I don't fucking mark out because a girl has big tits.
You know there what? You go. She answered the question. That's fine.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Lemmy's pretty straightforward. She just knows exactly when to.
So Gino and Stuttering John.
Yeah.
I actually lived with Gino for 7 months, and I got to be honest with you. Fun roommate. I don't know what happened to him. Like COVID, Compound Media, Aaron Berg leaving. I don't know what happened, but he used to be a good time, and he got weird.
Do you think that she, here's a hurtful comment by Kim Nicholson about her three.
Oh, no.
Where is the fucking thing?
Oh, no.
Clearwater, yeah, Chad, SJ, and Jake Hudson.
I thought I was friends with Kim. I guess not. I'm hurt.
Well, no, I think she's hurt because she had her eye on you, Chad, and last night you fucked the living shit out of watching him.
Clearwater, that guy. Who, Kim Nicholson?
Yeah.
No, I've had sex with Kim Nicholson before.
Nice. You pop her cheeks?
A year ago. It was one time. We were drunk.
Someone's got to do it.
Good on you. Tunatown 666, thanks for the toe. Chad used stolen credit card for Twitter followers.
Well, Chrissy Mayer said that, so it's a fact. Yeah. Even though there's no record of it or anything. But I love that rumor. It's fun.
If you guys believe for Chrissy Mayer, I got some land in Clearwater to sell you.
Fucking roasted. Alvin Cleveland, Kiko and Jeannie are fun to laugh at, and I enjoy coverage of them. When it comes from a place of hatred, it is not funny. Add humor to clips, not anger. So that sounds like a John Lennon thing. Kiko and Jeannie are funny to laugh at, but I'd hate to add humor to clips, not anger. You like that one, Lemmy?
Outstanding. Spot on.
Thank you. And Gazuki for $2. Chad. Chad, do you ever mow the lawn with your teeth?
Wasn't that a Stephen King, like, short story?
The Lawnmower Man?
Yeah, I think so.
There we go.
Hey, Hughes, you're a big music guy. Have you ever watched Led Zeppelin get inducted into the rock and roll? I'm sorry. It was the Wash. Jesus Christ. What was the
thing? The answer is probably no, then. Go ahead.
Where Jason Bonham's son came out and they play with Heart, Stairway to Heaven.
Was it at the Kennedy Centers?
Yes. Have you watched that?
No, and would you like to know why?
Why?
Led Zeppelin is overrated.
Oh, you stank, dude.
They fucking are overrated.
You're retarded. You're a retard.
I also heard they stole their sound.
They did, but at the same time, they're good.
They're overrated. I see some ones in the chat if you think Led Zeppelin's overrated. But just as we're getting ready to go, I have everyone's links and stuff plugged down below. Clearwater Chad, what have you got coming up that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, well, I want to know what he's doing.
I'm doing an OJ in the morning tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Tony Chase.
Tony who?
Tony Chase.
Buckman, what have you got coming up?
We'll be doing a Saturday Schmuel Talk with Panhandler tonight, somewhere between 9 and 10.
Nice. Are you keeping that secret?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is there anything specific, or are we just going to find out at the last minute?
With Panhandler? I mean, isn't there? The Buckman people know. Panhandler and I have been... Panhandler Dixon and I have been in some sort of tribal feud. So I'm going to have Panhandler on to discuss it.
Yeah, but that's another thing that Dixon's being done is that he's now so anti-karmic that anyone who is in any way friendly towards karmic, Dixon now turns against, and he then is now, but he will refuse to do shows if anybody pro-karmic was on it. It's like, our loss.
He's only said that about Panhandler. It's not anybody pro-karmic. He was pissed. He was pissed off specifically at Panhandler.
Well, good. Lemmy, what do you have coming up that we should be looking out for?
I got a morning show tomorrow. I do a superior morning show over on Twitch and Rumble. If you are looking for a better morning show,
what's the handle?
Little Lemmy.
What's up?
I got a handle for you. Would you like to twist my knob and open my fucking door? But it is, of course, linked down below in the description box. Chad Boozmark, thanks for the two. Thanks for the almost three. Chad, can you say something funny before leaving? Thanks.
Chad Boozmark, I'm offering you this. I'm going to give you $10,000 for you to come on stream with me for an hour as yourself to out-funny me. $10,000 in your bank account for you as yourself to outfunny me. $10,000. Let's go.
And you can use 9 of those 1,000 to get Shmuel Buckman to suck your dick. There you go.
Oh, shit.
Conversation doesn't even begin at $9,000.
$10,000. I'll Venmo you right now. I'll show you my account. Rocco is my backup if you don't believe me.
Rocco did say you showed him an account with numbers, but there was no name on the account.
No, he saw the name.
He said there was no name.
No, he did.
Okay.
Go check back.
You should have Borgo back here.
That wouldn't hurt.
He won't do it because he's a bitch. He's a scared little bitch.
Chardine McDennis, thanks for the 5. I had no idea how to feel about Hughie until he just took down Led Zeppelin for the frauds that they are. Yes, they are. Fucking hacks and they're retards.
Hughie, top 5 bands right now as we speak. Go.
What, modern?
Right now. I don't care.
Okay. Oasis, Depeche Mode, Metallica, Bruce Springsteen, Daft Punk.
All right, you're a fucking retard. I'm out of here. Your bands, your music stinks.
Are you going to Hackmania, Chad?
Bye, Lemmy.
Chad, I used to binge drink 46-year-old and had an abdominal aneurysm and gallbladder surgery in the last 6 months. Protect your health, Z-Man. Life is too short. So are his legs, because he's gone and we can insult him now. I want to thank everybody for coming on, especially you, Clearwater Chad. This was a banger, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, I appreciate you having me on.
Definitely. I like your lips. You look like you're ready to go. You look a little bit like Christian Bale, if you don't mind me saying so.
Okay.
Here's one from John Mack. What does that say? Thanks. 515? How do you send 515? Anyway, that offer sounds about as legit as the death pool. Ooh. Don't know about that. So we're going to do a big Christmas wave, everyone, and we'll say bye, and everyone hit the like button on the way out, please. Thank you.
So long. Happy Christmas and everything to everyone.
See you guys.
Yeah, I'm going over to Schmill Talk tonight.
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Okay, thank you, Chad, and thank you, Lemmy. Thank you, Clearwater Chad, and thank you, Shmuel Bachman. Again, it was definitely an episode, and as you can tell, for me, the funniest thing that happens with this show is when two people argue with a Christmas music soundtrack. I just find it hilarious, and because it just doesn't matter. It matches up perfectly because it doesn't match up at all. There you go. I want to thank everybody for listening. This is not the planned final episode of the Christmas season. I'm still hoping to get at least one or two more. But of course, we'll just take a mild break and then we'll be all back to normal with the no soundtrack stuff, which will be killing me because I love doing this shit. But anyway, I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for going over to YouTube and subscribing. I want to thank the guests for coming on. And it is hugely. Bye-bye.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
For the first time ever in LA, the icons of FC Barcelona and Real Madrid take the pitch at BMO Stadium.
Ronaldinho, la pura magia!
Witness Ronaldinho and the FC Barcelona legends live in Los Angeles. Watch the Legend Series, FC Barcelona versus Real Madrid, live in LA on February 22nd at BMO Stadium. For tickets and exclusives, go to wearehouseofheroes.com.